Consolation game. Number three from the district will play at the number two team from District 8 AAA. Whoever loses this game will play at the number one seed, which will likely be Lawrence County. Likely. Depends on what happens with their game with Franklin County tonight. We'll try to keep you updated on scores. Miller and Norris. Now Norris drives to the foul line, kicks it back out to Killings. They're being very patient against this tight man-to-man defense for Smyrna. Miller looks over the shot, nothing there. Cox drives through. Now back to Miller from the right elbow. Shot no good. It took 1 minute to play that, and rebound by Norris, but she stepped on the baseline. So a turnover after the rebound for the Blaze. Blackman putting on some pressure full court here. The Hunts playing catch. Kayla gets it over to Treasure. Now back to Kayla, who penetrates, now dumps it out. Driving through, and Nora steps in front of the pass. Turnover Smyrna. Over to Hall in transition. Hall stops. She spots for the three, and it's good. First bank three for Chelsea Hall.
Nice play there by Hall, and she just kind of went back, dropped back a step to get it from the three-point arc.
3-0, Lady Blaze, and now Smyrna's turned it over again. Nope, returned over, and then there's going to be a foul on Miller. Bolton, who had a great night the other night for the Lady Bulldogs, was hacked and fouled. It's McIntyre to inbound. Underneath, Hunt, Treasure. Jumper no good. Rebound, put back. McQuarrie no good. Another rebound by McIntyre. This one won't fall. Some good looks about 2 feet away. Nothing would fall. Now it's Hunt, Kayla Hunt, who steps in front of the pass. Long pass up after the Blackman turnover. Not handled there by Treasure Hunt. And it's a turnover fest here early. Two turnovers for both teams. Killings to inbound, far baseline, moving left to right. Gets it into Norris, and Norris going to trot it down. Coming here to the near side, bounce pass over to Cox between the rings. Over to Hall, who just hit the big first bank three to give them the lead. Now Cox tries the long two just inside the arc. No good. Rebound. Sails out of bounds. And it is going to be. They're going to be an overrule or no? Yes. It's going to be Blackman basketball. Didn't know if Smyrna got a hand on it or not. Hall triggers it in. Finds Norris. Bounce pass over to Miller. Miller between the rings now to Hall for three. Left side, this time no good. Rebound, Treasure Hunt has it. And she walks it down the far sideline. Over to Kayla Hunt. Treasure the freshman. Kayla the junior. Sisters playing here. Treasure has it now left wing. Killings guarding her pretty closely. Now she just pulls up to shoot, and it's off the lip of the rim. Rebound Norris, and now McIntyre's going to foul. So they're not getting these baskets to fall early, and they had a great shooting night the other night in the loss that they had to Riverdale.
Not getting a lot of offense movement without the ball right now, Smyrna.
Savannah McIntyre picks up the first Smyrna foul. 3-0. We played 3 minutes. Blackman leads. Miller for three. Right wing. This one crawls over the rim. Won't fall. Rebound. Killings has it. Has it partially blocked. Batted away by McQuarrie, but Blackman resets. Hall inside. They get it to Cox. She backs through. Loses the ball. Turnover. Lady Blaze. Kayla Hunt in the backcourt to Treasure. Coming down the near sideline. She pulls up. Gives it over. Top of the key to Kayla Hunt. Now back to Treasure Hunt here, left wing. Looking inside. Working on the pool end or right to left as we see it here at Oakland. Bolton and Treasure Hunt. Blackman has pushed them way out here. You're right about the movement. There's not a lot of movement going on here for Smyrna, and they're struggling with it right now. Bolton, top of the key or between the rings now. Over right side. to Hunt, who came through. Played half of this first quarter. Miranda McQuarrie, top of the key. Now McIntyre going to penetrate. Go baseline and score. Savannah McIntyre puts the Lady Bulldogs on the board. They trail by one. Killings, left wing, drives in the paint. No good. Rebound. Bolton has it on the floor. She's going to be wrapped up. They're going to call a jump ball. And it's going to be Smyrna basketball on the alternate possession arrow.
Blackman comes out to put a little pressure on him.
Bolton, after the inbounds triggered in by Kayla Hunt, now over to Treasure Hunt, who walks it down here to the near sideline. Now gives it up to Kayla. Back to Treasure, left wing. Bounce pass inside. McIntyre going to get a free one. No, missed it. I think she rushed that shot a little bit. Was wide open underneath the basket. Got past the defense. Kennedy Killings comes near side. Pull-up jumper from the right block. No good. Rebound. Hunt has it. Kayla looking up the floor. Has her pocket picked. Norris going to lay it up. Yes. So Micah Norris scores off of the turnover.
Third turnover for Smyrna. That was costly.
5-2. Lady Blaze with 2:50 to play in the first. Treasure Hunt pulls up. The 8-footer is good.
When you make a turnover in your own backcourt, that's usually when they get points off of it, Brian. You just cannot afford to do that.
Well, the defense has already retreated. Or the offense has already retreated. Nobody to play defense. Micah Norris pulls up for the three. Right side, no good. Rebound taken off the far side by Kayla Hunt. Hunt off of the shoe top of Chelsea Hall, and they'll inbound here. Subs everywhere. Bailey Miller and Amanda Pollock check in for the Lady Blaze. Anna Williams is in for Smyrna. And Brooklyn Blanchard came in as well. And Bree Patterson. So a lot of subs in. And Smyrna stepped out of bounds here on the near side. Williams. So another Smyrna turnover as they trail 5-4. Inbounds by Norris with 2:13 left in the first. Hall trotting it across the timeline now, coming near side. Looks inside, finds Pollock. Pollock goes up and is fouled. The foul is going to be on Allie Bolton. So Pollock going to go to the foul line to shoot.
He'll pick and roll, and nobody picked Pollock up until it was too late. Bolton kept him from scoring an easy basket, however.
Charity toss is no good. It's a pretty good Pollock that played at Smyrna in their state championship run. I think sister. This one is good. So Amanda Pollock for Blackman hit one of two. Lead back at two for the Lady Blaze. Williams and Blanchard playing catch in the backcourt. Now Bolton goes up and has her shot blocked by Norris. It'll be out of bounds for Smyrna. Blanchard tosses in. Finds Patterson. Back over to Blanchard. Now left wing. And the ball thrown away. Turnover number four for the Lady Bulldogs. Driving right side, going up with it is Jalen Brooks, who just came in, and she's going to be hacked and fouled.
Anna Williams got her going up.
And the foul is on Paul.
Jalen Brooks at the line, two shots.
Two shots. First one is good for Brooks. Treasure Hunt coming back in. Brooks will have another toss. This one is up and no good. Off the back of the rim, rebound. Williams has it for the Lady Bulldogs. Trailing 7-4. Patterson. Out front to Hunt. Hunt comes near side to Blanchard. She's looking inside. Nothing there. Takes a few dribbles. Goes back to the right. Bounce pass over to Patterson. 3-point Blackman lead. The count is on. She's got to get rid of it. She comes here near side and just does get it away to Blanchard. Blanchard, foul line. Now back out to Hunt. Hunt pulls up at the foul line. This one is a swish. Treasure Hunt. 4 points. 4 of the 6 for the Lady Bulldogs, who cut the Blackman lead to 1. Cox drives in. She's going to be pushed by Bolton, I think, and that's going to be her second. So that is not good news for the Lady Bulldogs here in the early going. A lot of scouts from 8AAA in to watch this game. A lot of notebooks out in the crowd.
A lot of suits.
That's true. Inbounds is batted by McIntyre, but the loose ball run down by Brooks, and now the ball is on the floor. Patterson, can she get to it? She does. Lob underneath. McIntyre missed it. She was too far underneath the basket. That would have given Smyrna the lead. Cock down the far sideline. Flips it back to Jalen Brooks. Now Hall drives. Kicks it out in the corner. Bailey Miller, the first spank three. Bailey Miller connects from the far corner. Lead is 4, is as large as it's been all night. With 6 seconds, Smyrna going to work. Patterson with 4 with 3, back outside. Hunt doesn't have a shot. Now she just takes a long one, this one off the front of the rim. And that's the end of the first. With your score, 10-6 in favor of Blackman, you're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball from WGNS.
It takes a special pharmacy to keep up with you. Reeve Sane offers the pharmacy services that keep you well and the customer care that makes you feel even better. Hi, this is Lori Sane Smith with Reeve Sane Drugstore. As your local source for health and pharmacy needs, we appreciate the trust you put in us to take care of your health. This is Lori Sane Smith, and I invite you to visit Reeve Sane and let us take care of you. 1801 Memorial Boulevard or ReeveSane.com. Reeve Sane Drugstore.
Hi friends, Lenny Farmer here once again for Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home in Murfreesboro. Sports is a big deal here in Rutherford County, and because of that, we at Jennings and Ayers know something about being team players. By choosing Jennings and Ayers as your funeral provider at a time of need, or to pre-need your services, we become a part of your team. The entire family of Jennings and Ayers feel honored to serve your needs. Rooting the home team to victory is important, but helping your family is even more so. Jennings and Ayers, 893-2422.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Since 1924, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance has been getting athletes back in the game and on the field. Whether it's a strain, sprain, or fracture, TOA is here for you online at TOA.com.
Inbounds by the Lady Blaze, leading by 4, and they have the ball. Working on the concession stand in here at Oakland High School. Pass across the floor to Killings, bounce pass. And before that, she took an extra step. Turnover number 4 for the Lady Blaze. Smyrna inbounds. Hunt over right side to Williams. Ball rolling around on the floor. It's going to be picked up. Turnover 5 for the Lady Bulldogs. Killings, bounce pass inside, kicked away by Treasure Hunt. I don't think either one of these teams has really gotten in sync yet.
No, it's very obvious that they're not, particularly offensively.
Pass out front to Chelsea Hall. 10-6. Played 30 seconds of the second period. Hall has. She cans a first bank three from the left wing. 2 threes for her tonight. 13-6. Blackman. McIntyre runs down the loose ball. Now back out front to Treasure Hunt. McQuarrie dumps it out right side. Driving the lane. Shot put up by Anna Williams. It's blocked. Rebound. Picked up by Blackman underneath. They get it in. Norris made a great pass over to the left block to Kennedy Killings. And the basket is good. So Killings with the basket, her first of the night. And it's 15-6. Lady Bulldogs up, John.
Well, you know, don't settle for anything less than the best. The Bob Parks Auction Company team of Stan Baught and Bobby Bug is the best. Put their years of market experience to work for you. They know Rutherford County like the back of their hand and are your neighbors down the street. Trust the professional auction team of Bob Bug and Stan Baught at Bobby Parks Auction. Bobby Parks?
Bobby
Parks Auction. 896-4600 and online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, Mr. Haney says you can consider it sold.
Going to be a long night.
It is. You can bring me some orange juice or something.
Yeah. Let's see if I can find some kind of quencher in my backpack. 15-6.
Where's my diet, Dr. Pepper?
9-point lead. It goes out of bounds. Blackman tipped this ball away.
You got a couple of dollars if that's the problem. I'll give you a couple of dollars.
All right. Take care.
I'll run down there and get it.
Can't do anything else right now.
No, not really.
Inbounds pass.
I'm keeping stats here, Brad.
You are. You're doing a fine job at it as well. Near wing, Blanchard.
I'm world famous for my stats, you know.
And Hunt, yes.
Kind of like barbecue.
Very popular. Coming near side, it's McIntyre. Drives underneath the basket too far. Hit off the bottom of the backboard, and Cox is going to bring it down the floor. To Hall, back out front to Cox, near side. Kennedy Killings has it now. Pass underneath, Morgan Miller, turnaround, jumper is good by Cox.
Nice high-low there by Miller and Cox, good teamwork, and that is a great position for Cox. She's got really soft touch around the basket up close.
Angel Allen is in the game for the Lady Blaze as well, who've extended the lead to 17-6. Banked in, three-pointer from the left side, McIntyre.
Well, they really needed that basket to kind of get back in this thing, keep the deficit to single digits.
Doesn't matter if it's banked in from three-point land or not. It counts the same. Near side, Allen has the basketball. Now Cox, pull-up jumper from about 8 feet, no good. Rebound, Bolton. Bolton bolting down the floor, comes to the near side. Bounce pass to McIntyre in the corner. Now Hunt has it. Penetrates, glides in the lane, off the glass. It's no good, but she's fouled and is going to get two shots.
I think Sean Middleton would like to see a little bit more of that off of the hands of Treasure Hunt. Driving to the basket, putting it up softly.
This one is up and no good from the foul line. We do have a little bit of breaking news. A 14-year-old shot in the leg in a field near Cason Lane Academy this evening. Police investigating that. An active scene out there, and police ask us to pass along to you to steer clear of the Cason Lane Academy area as the youngster has been shot in the leg there. A little breaking news for you. Hunt hits the second of two free throws, misses the first, and that lead that was double digits is now back to seven. For the Lady Blaze of Blackman with 5:10 to go in the second. Allen has it out front, passes far side to Kennedy Killings. Now back to Allen. Near wing, Chelsea Hall. Killings is going to penetrate. Nothing there. Actually lost the ball. Kayla Hunt stepped in the way to McIntyre. Off the left block, McIntyre missed the shot. Rebound, Killings. Killings down the floor to Cox. Cox stops, drives in the lane, glides through. Yes! She's fouled as well.
Well, that was a little nifty move there by Courtney Cox. Kind of did a little windmill with that move and got the basket and the foul.
Pollock coming in for Killings. And an old-fashioned three-point play attempt coming up here for Courtney Cox. Shot it and got it. By the way, if you're missing the Rick Ensel show, it's on 89.5. It'll be followed by the Kermit Davis Show. We'll also have it tape delayed here on WGNS after our contest tonight. Lead is 10 for Blackman, and now Smyrna's turned it over again.
Zach Trautman got to be there all night long.
Once
wow.
again.
Wonder when Tyler got home Saturday.
Well, it was over at 3 a.m.
Whoa. Whoa.
Foul line jumper by Norris. It's no good. There's going to be a foul after the rebound.
Zach just fell out of his chair.
Well, it's only 2 hours tonight, not two games. So, foul, unfortunately, for Smyrna is on Allie Bolton. It is her third foul, and she's going to have to come out for the remainder of the half for sure. She was a spark plug in the game against Riverdale the other day. And Smyrna is in a 2-3 zone. Pollock between the rings now to Hall. Back to Pollock for three. Right wing off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped around. Pollock's going to run down the loose ball. And Blackman resets as Smyrna retreats back into the zone. Driving in, Cox dishes out. Angel Allen from the right elbow. Good.
Good penetration by Courtney Cox and got the old girl open. That's Angel Allen.
12-point lead for Blackman. 3:40 and counting to play here in the first half in the consolation game. Riverdale and Oakland in the championship game coming up girls style tonight on State Farm Prep Basketball. In the far right corner, Williams for Smyrna. Back to Treasure Hunt, and Hunt has it from the wing. Right side. Kayla comes over to help. Back to Blanchard. Now Treasure Hunt here near wing. Drives in from the left elbow. The shot's going to go. And she's fouled. You're going to count the basket and give her a plus one at the line. Foul is on Allen. It's her first. Hunt's seventh point on the night tonight. With the plus one attempt, could get it into single digits. Once again, shot it and got it. So with 3:10 to play, Patterson comes back in for Smyrna as Treasure Hunt takes a bit of a breather. 22-13, your score. Blackman on top. Pollock left wing, back to Cox. Cox between the rings, now passes over far side to Bailey Miller. Norris to Hall, right wing. Cox going to penetrate. Fadeaway jumper from the right block, no good. Miranda McQuarrie has the rebound. Forcefully pulling it down and makes the pass over to Kayla Hunt, who brings it down the floor. Blanchard, near side to Patterson. Now Kayla Hunt for three. This one comes off deep and into the hands of Amanda Pollock after the miss. Chelsea Hall threw it away. Blanchard right there. Blanchard may go in all the way. Pulls up in the lane. Good. Brooklyn Blanchard, the freshman, getting it done in the paint.
I like that kid. She's really good coming around.
Norris dumps it low to Cox. Cox turns, spins, shoots, scores. Courtney Cox with the basket and a timeout on the floor, which we will take as well. 24-15, Blackman leads. 2:06 to play in the half.
Everything we do affects our eternal destiny.
President Lynn Watson of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
We feel like that every decision we make has an impact on tomorrow and the rest of our lives. And so we try to encourage students to think with that kind of eternal perspective in mind.
The mission of Middle Tennessee Christian School is to provide an education based on Christian values and academic excellence. Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, and Fans Heating and Air.
Brian Barrett along with Mr. Haney tonight for District 7 AAA basketball coverage. Girls' night, championship, and consolation night. Right now, Blackman leads 24-15 in the consolation game. Smyrna has the ball, working it here near side. Get it over to Kayla Hunt. Now pass across the court to Williams. She drives, she shoots off the block, missed the shot, but is fouled. I shouldn't say that because I'm probably next in line. Is it a cold thing going on? I mean, yesterday it was snowing in 30 and today it was 60.
I think this one is actually a cold.
Foul shots up, no good. The first one for Anna Williams. She'll have another. Hunt's coming back in. Also, somebody came back in. I think it was Bailey Miller for Blackman. Second one does fall for Anna Williams. Fire, 24-16. Blackman leads, a minute 30 to go in the half. Underneath, Killings is free, off the block, too hard. Rebound offside, missed that. Rebound, put back, missed that by Killings. And now a foul in the paint. And two shots upcoming. I think McQuarrie fouled. And that is the case. Miranda McQuarrie fouled Micah Norris. That's a case of not being able to pull down the rebounds.
Well, that's true. And Blackman had a lot of golden opportunities to get a basket. May come out of this with nothing.
Well, that's because Micah Norris missed the first one. The best they can do is come away with only one. Second one for Micah. This one is good. Both teams hitting about every other free throw. Treasure Hunt to Kayla Hunt. McQuarrie comes up to help. Now back over to Kayla. Treasure near wing, just across the timeline. Back to McQuarrie, to Kayla. Kayla handoff pass to Treasure. With a minute exactly to go in the first half. Kayla Hunt drives, left block, shot, crawls over, won't go. McQuarrie had the rebound, and it is going to be off of Blackman and out of bounds.
Well, that was a great move by Kayla Hunt. Took a little jumper and tried to bank it off the glass. It didn't go.
Inbounds, Treasure Hunt from the right elbow. You can count it. Hunt with 10 points here in the first half. 26 to 18, an 8-point Blackman lead with 42 seconds. Norris bounce pass over to Cox in the corner. Comes here to the near side now. Between the rings, it's Hall. Chad Hibden calling the play. Pick set, not used. Hall drives all the way in there, threw it up there. No good. And there's going to be a foul on the rebound on Blackman. And it's on Bailey Miller. So a chance here for Smyrna to get off one with 18 seconds and close this 8-point gap. With 15, Kayla Hunt walks it across, now picks up a trot, now gives it over to Treasure Hunt with 8 seconds, with seven, with six. She's on the floor, and there's going to be a foul called on Treasure Hunt, who was on the floor. And Micah Norris jumped over top of her, basically.
Yeah, that's a little unfortunate there for Treasure Hunt. She really didn't have any control of where she was, just trying to get to the basketball. Interfered with Micah Norris. I'm not disagreeing with the call. I'm just saying it's unfortunate for Treasure Hunt.
1-1 for Micah Norris. 5.3 left in the first half. She missed it. Rebound Treasure Hunt to McQuarrie, to Kayla Hunt. She's going to get one off from just across midcourt, off the backboard. And that is the end of the first half of play. With your score, 26-18. Blackman, 26-18. Lady Blaze leading here at half on State Farm Prep Basketball. Hang in there with us. When we come back, we will have much more for you here from Randy King Gymnasium at Oakland High School on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson. And why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Bud's Tire is your go-to tire dealer for not only tires, but also oil changes, alternator problems, fan belt problems, brakes, shocks, struts, and more. This is Kay Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros on the Old Woodbury Road, just outside the city limits of Murfreesboro. Let our family help your family's car, truck, van, or SUV run better today. Call 896-TIRE or visit us at 3600 Old Woodbury Road.
Okay, class, who wants to tell me the best thing you did this summer? Jessica?
I went to a theme park.
I went camping.
We went to Genghis Grill.
Back to school means back to Genghis Grill. Enjoy a mouth-watering bowl made with the freshest meat, seafood, and veggies. Choose your favorites, add a sauce, and let our grill masters cook your selection to perfection. Make the grade with Genghis Grill.
For the best Mongolian stir fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway.
Try on a Rolex or Tag Heuer watch today.
At Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
Hi, I'm Doran Claiborne with Farmer Brothers Insurance. If you're age 50 or older, we can reduce the cost of your homeowner's insurance through auto owner's insurance. Mature homeowners have fewer and less costly losses, so it's only fair to charge you less. Insure both your home and car with us and qualify for more premium discounts through auto owner's insurance. Call us at 893-5064 or come by our new offices at 319 West McKnight Drive.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings. Visit our full-service nursery and garden center on Northwest Broad with the largest selection, quality, and customer care. Martin's Landscaping offers residential and commercial lawn care and property management from design to installation and maintenance. We have over 4 acres of storage sheds, gazebos, playhouses, playsets, and pergolas with the best warranty in the industry. Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's. Quality since 1982.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Toots Good Food and Fun, Performance Transmission, InterSource, your trusted source for entertainment, State Farm agent Mel Adams, and Reeves Sane Drugstore. And people don't know what abuse I take off the air. But coming up in the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air postgame show, we'll have your Loveless Fine Photography players of the game, minus the Murfreesboro shift change of the game, stats, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, and more.
We most certainly will. John, remind folks that they can go to goprimetimesports.com, click on the InterSource Tournament Central tab, and there we have a bracket that we'll be filling in as we find out the winners and losers and things of that nature for the Region 4 AAA tournament. So we'll be filling that in tonight as we go along. Also on there, you will find the Region 5A tournament, which everything has already been determined for that one. And coming up on Friday night, the Middle Tennessee Christian School girls will be hosting Nashville Christian. The winner will advance and play in the Region 5 tournament, and that is going to be played at East Robertson up in Springfield. The Christian School boys on Saturday night will – no, that's girls. Saturday night, the Christian School boys will host East Robertson. That's Saturday night, all of this at Middle Tennessee Christian School. Region is the same everywhere. Girls Friday, boys Saturday, higher seeds host, and then the tournaments go to a central location. So wanted to pass that along to you tonight. Tomorrow night we will have boys tournament action for you as the Blackman boys will take on Laverne in the championship game about 7:30. And it's been 8 years since Blackman has won the District 7 AAA boys title. Laverne has never won 7 AAA, but they did win the old District 9 AAA about 4 years ago. So we'll have a new district champ this year in the tournament. Siegel will play Smyrna in the consolation game tomorrow night. So we'll have all of that for you. Time to get to some stats. And John's got team stats in this first half of Smyrna Blackman girls from Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P, AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies.
All right, Brian, Blackman out-rebounded Smyrna in the first half, 14-8. Blackman shot 9 of 23 for 39%, three first-bank threes. Smyrna 7 of 21, 33%. They had one first-bank three. Not a great shooting night by either team in this first half. Blackman 4 of 6 from the free-throw line, 67%. Smyrna 3 of 5 for 60%. Blackman had 5 turnovers, as did Smyrna, as Blackman has a relatively comfortable 8-point lead. But as you know, Brian, that has not been that productive of a lead in this district tournament.
No, it has not. We've had some really close games, and Smyrna, of course, Smyrna girls pulled off the first upset in this tournament by beating Siegel and playing here in the consolation game. We'll see if they can get it done here in this consolation game tonight, being led by Treasure Hunt's 10 points, 5 points for Savannah McIntyre, Brooklyn Blanchard with 2, and Anna Williams with 1. For Blackman, 6 points for Chelsea Hall, Courtney Cox with 7, Amanda Pollock with 1, Kennedy Killings 2, Jalen Brooks with one. Thaley Miller with the first bank three. 3 points for Micah Norris and two for Angel Allen. Allie Bolton has three fouls. That's the only foul trouble for either team. And that's a look at all of your stats from Winners Trophies, AG Sporting Goods, and Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P. A break here on State Farm District 7 AAA basketball tournament coverage, and we'll be right back for the second half between Blackman and Smyrna. Blackman leading 26-18.
The key to maintaining your car is regular oil changes. This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad. Get a full-service oil change for only $27.95. We'll change your oil, check your belts, hoses, and tire pressures, all for only $27.95. Keep you and your family safe driving down the road with a full-service oil change at Todd's Complete Auto Care. We're on Southeast Broad across from the Discovery Center.
We'll go the extra mile.
Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad across from Discovery Center.
Come see me.
Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City, inviting your family to come visit my family for all of your pet needs. While you and your pets are indoors hiding from the winter weather, be sure to check out our selection of toys to keep them entertained. And if you want to relax this winter by starting or upgrading your aquarium, here at Animal City, we have all of the freshwater and saltwater supplies on your shopping list. This is Amanda at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street, that's next to the bowling alley.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, we can take care of you. Call Thompson Services, we'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281, make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, call Thompson Services for values that last.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
I've had so many people go, you did my senior portraits, you know, and now I want you to do my daughter. I want you to photograph my son. I love my portraits. They still look great on the walls, and I want them to have the same thing.
Call Alan Loveless at 890-1558.
Call us at Loveless, and we'll set up an appointment if you come for a visit. It's free. We'll give you a tour of the grounds and the gardens. 890-1558, right on Clark Boulevard between the U-Haul and MTSU.
Answer is, it's a way for you to take a vacation, pay off bills, or save some money for a rainy day. Question, what is winning $1,000 with First Banking? First Banking is banking with benefits. When you open any new First Bank checking account through April 6, you could win $1,000. You get a new chance every week in our $1,000 weekly giveaway. For more information, log on to firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC.
I'm Chuck Lewis.
And I'm Jim Bryant. We want to be your bank.
First Bank.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Bald in the Borough's second annual St. Baldrick's event on March 16th at 4 p.m. located in Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. You can be a part of the excitement, whether you shave your head, volunteer, or donate. You'll be giving hope to those kids fighting childhood cancers. Go to baldintheborough.com and see how you can be a hero too. Sponsored by Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part tonight by Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, Little Caesars Pizza Pizza, Craig's Tax Service, and AG Sporting Goods. Quit laughing at me, man.
I'm not.
I can't help it. I'm physically suffering tonight.
Yeah, you are definitely doing
and so
that.
Are our listeners.
Savannah McIntyre, Kayla Hunt, Treasure Hunt, Allie Bolton, and Miranda McQuarrie, the lineup for the Lady Bulldogs here in the second half. And for Blackman, it is Chelsea Hall, Kennedy Killings, Morgan Miller, Courtney Cox, and Micah Norris. Your starting lineups from Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P, AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. Purple and gold headed left to right as we see it, and working with the ball now. Bolton in the corner. They're passing around front. Back to Treasure, to McIntyre, works off a pick, now hands it off to Hunt. McQuarrie trying to drive in, nothing there, lost it out of bounds, off her foot. So bringing it up the floor now will be Chelsea Hall. Trots it across the timeline, goes far side, clad in the white tonight are the Lady Blaze. Smyrna back in a man-to-man defense. Morgan Miller from the left elbow crawls over the rim, won't fall. Rebound, Kayla Hunt. Kayla, the outlet pass up the floor near wing to Treasure Hunt. Nothing there for her. Back to Kayla, to McIntyre, to Bolton in the corner. Bolton sets a pick, or rather McQuarrie sets a pick for Bolton. Treasure drives in, back out to McIntyre. Lots of passing and cutting going on, but nothing close. Now McIntyre takes it in, has her shot altered. I'm not sure if she tried to alter the shot herself or not. Missed it anyway. Rebound, Blackman. Near side, Kennedy Killings drives in. A little short on the shot. Rebound put back, Miller. No good. Miller with the rebound put back. Won't fall. Micah Norris on the tip out, and Blackman resets. Hall to Miller. Now back to Norris, right wing. Hall burns it underneath to Cox. Turnaround jumper from the foul line, no good. Now Bolton with the rebound, and Morgan Miller going to foul her. Some accidental contact there. And that is the third foul on Miller. I knew I'd missed one earlier. She's still out there, though. Jalen Brooks comes back in. Number 22, 5'2 sophomore for the Lady Blaze. McIntyre drives in. High off the glass. It's good. Savannah McIntyre with seven. And the lead for Blackman shrinks to six. 5:35. Still rolling here is the clock here in the third quarter. Miller, far side, they give it off to Killings. Her jumper from the right elbow is no good. Rebound, Treasure Hunt has it. Big trip down here for the Lady Bulldogs offensively. Kayla Hunt, first bank three, on the way and good. First bank three for Kayla Hunt, her first basket of the night, and Smyrna has battled back to within three. Hall across the timeline now, goes to the right wing, bounce pass over, deeper in the corner to Cox, now popping out front is Morgan Miller. Hall gets it again, works off a pick, glides in there, nothing there, Killings, back to Hall, foul line jumper is good. Chelsea Hall with eight. When she's open, she's deadly from just about anywhere on the floor, and she got herself open that time. 28-23. Lady Blaze, pass up, Bolton wasn't expecting that pass, turnover, Lady Bulldogs, that's their seventh. Jalen Brooks, right side, going to drive in there from the baseline, missed the shot, partially blocked. Bolton runs down the loose ball, comes out of there with it, and a timeout Smyrna, and it's a 30-second timeout. Let me remind you about Bob Bug and Stan Vaught over at Bob Parks Auction. Don't settle for anything less than the best, and that's our friends over at Bob Parks Auction and Stan Vaught and Bob Bug. You can put their years of marketing experience to work for you. They know this area better than anybody. They've lived here. They've worked here. And you can trust this team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught to put your best interest at the forefront of any auction. Bob Parks Auction Company, Stan Vaught, Bob Bug, 896-4600, online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold. 4:17 left here in the third. Whiteman called, or Smyrna called the timeout. Fear that they might lose possession here, and now they do anyway. Treasure Hunt to pass up to Bolton, and she bobbled this one. The second trip down. They've turned the ball over. It's eight on the night so far. Micah Norris drives, loses the ball, but picked up by Cox. Back out to Pollock, who checked in. 3:52 and counting here in the third. 28-23 Blackman. Hall way outside, far wing. To Cox, who burns it underneath to Morgan Miller. One-handed hook won't go. Rebound. Hunt has it. Treasure up the floor to McIntyre. McIntyre stops. She pops. It's no good. Rebound saved by Hall to Cox. Brings it down the far sideline. She stops, almost walks if she didn't. Now Hall for three. She's open and good. Chelsea Hall, 11 points tonight. And Chelsea is on fire.
Way too much time to leave her open, Brian. That's just too much.
Cannot afford to leave her open from there. 31-23, Lady Blaze back out front. Or they've been out front. Got it down. Smyrna got it to three and haven't scored since. Dalton missed the shot from the near side. That was actually Sydney Moore who checked in. Rebound, Blackman to Norris. Now Hall again for three. This one off the back of the rim. Maybe rushed that one just a little bit. Norris runs down the loose ball. Now picked off by McIntyre. Layup by Savannah is good. Well, she's got nine.
Big play there by Savannah McIntyre because that's a turn of about 4 points there.
Blackman lead is six now with 2:25 left in the third. Norris across the court to Hall. Hall glides in. The six-footer no good, but she's going to be hacked by Miranda McQuarrie. I have that as Miranda's second foul.
You know, Brian, I found something that helps my voice, and that's popcorn.
Did that really help it?
Yeah, the salt, I guess.
I meant to look in my backpack to see if I had any throat lozenges for you. Chelsea Hall misses the first.
Where's that little spray you usually carry? Where's that stuff?
This is your lucky day. They're even sugar-free.
Oh, man.
Hall will have another toss here from the foul line. And this one is good. Missed the first, hit the second. 32-25. 2:14 to go here in the third. Bolton threw it away almost. It was tipped. They're going to call over and back. Smyrna touched it, I think. But nonetheless, it's going to be Blackman ball and a turnover Lady Bulldogs.
Smyrna can't afford those kind of mistakes in this kind of game, Brian. They've got to have every possession's got to count for them. They're now up to nine turnovers.
Norris, left wing over to Cox. Cox drives, got the basket, and is fouled. Courtney Cox with nine.
Now that's moving without the basketball, and Courtney Cox did a great job. Got her hand up in the air, let her know that she's open, and she went hard to the basket and scored.
The plus one is good as well. Cox with 10, 12 points for Hall. 33-25. Smyrna made a run at him, but Blackman answered the bell. A minute 55 to go in the third. McIntyre, top of the key. The three is away. They need it. Don't get it. Rebound. Tipped up. A battle for it. Body's flying. And Hall comes out of there with it. Hall, bounce pass underneath to Norris. Now flipped back out to Bailey Miller. Yes. Huge three-pointer. First bang three, Bailey Miller.
Well, she's impressed me tonight. The two open shots she's got have been right down the middle of the net.
In the corner, Blanchard. Smyrna trying to feed down low, and it's going to be out of bounds. Trying to get Sydney Moore in the low post. It goes out of bounds off of Blackman. McQuarrie is back in. Bolton back in. And McIntyre to trigger in the play from the far baseline. They do. Hunt for three. This one off the back of the rim. All white jerseys there for the rebound, and it was Bailey Miller who pulled it down to Pollock. Pollock's three left wing. In and out. Now back through. First bang three. Amanda Pollock. And Blackman pulling away here a little bit. Third quarter has been trouble for the Lady Bulldogs all year. Blanchard drives. Floater. No good. McQuarrie rebound put back. Won't fall. Now stolen away by McIntyre. They're going to call a jump ball, and it's going to be Blackman's ball on the alternate possession. Got Killings coming back in, and also Angel Allen coming back in. One thing that if you can survive this game and win this game without Johnson and get her back in, you have given some valuable minutes to Angel Allen, Bailey Miller, Jalen Brooks, and Amanda Pollock tonight.
And they've contributed. I mean, they've done a good job.
Because you never know when you might need them. in a big game situation. Pollock for three again near wing. No good. Rebound. Hunt has it. And there's going to be a reach and foul on Bailey Miller, I think. Check the foul. 2-1 it is. It's her second.
This is one of Black.
Third.
This is one of Blackman's smaller lineups, too, Brian. Really not a true post unless you consider Micah Norris the post. A lot of ones and twos out there.
And she often brings it up the floor, too, Micah Norris, so she can play all the spots. McQuarrie from the foul line, left elbow, no good. Rebound, it's knocked out of bounds off of Norris with 15 seconds. After getting it to 26-23, Blackman, Smyrna has scored only one bucket since then. McQuarrie on the inbounds, now Kayla Hunt, the three, no good. Rebound tipped up underneath. Bolton has it blocked with 5 seconds. Pass made out to Killings with three, with two, knocked out of bounds by Kayla Hunt with 2.6. And Miller, Cox, and Hall coming back in for this final play of the third quarter. And it's Norris to toss in right in front of the scorer's table. Does to Cox with two, with one. One more pass, and Killings is partially blocked by Treasure Hunt. And your score at the end of three, 39-25, Lady Blaze lead in this consolation game. Back in just a moment on State Farm Prep Basketball.
The fun never ends at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
People have to have a recreational outlet, and this is one the whole family can attend, and everybody can enjoy it.
Roy Bowden is the owner of the Smyrna Bowling Center.
With a lot of the people working second and third shifts, they want to relax and have something to do before they get home and unwind, and this facility actually runs 24 hours a day.
That's right, 24 hours of fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
I'm in a state of inundation from an endless iteration of discounts that State Farm gives to me. Good driver and good student, multi-car and all the rest make up a veritable litany. They got a list of discounts longer than my arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Call good neighbor State Farm agent Mel Adams at 893-6822.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
For over 75 years, TOA's team of orthopedic physicians have served the entire mid-state region, treating more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone. We help you heal online at TOA.com.
McIntyre to inbound for the Lady Bulldogs. We're going to have to kick it up a couple of notches here to take third place. Trailing 41-25. I think I gave you the incorrect score a moment ago. They changed it on the scoreboard during the break. 41-25 in favor of the Lady Blaze. McIntyre has it right wing. Works off a pick. Penetrates. Lost it almost. Now to Bolton in the corner, who's been very quiet tonight. Over to Treasure Hunt in the near corner as well. Now right wing. Kayla Hunt fakes the three. Doesn't take it. To McIntyre. Fakes. Drives. There as the shot blocked, goes out of bounds off of Blackman. That's where
Brian, 17% shooting for Smyrna in the third, and Blackman had 36% in the third.
It was not a very good shooting quarter for the Lady Bulldogs. Hunt drives and throws it away. Finds Micah Norris. Norris weaving in and out of traffic. Pulls up for five in the paint, no good. Rebound. Morgan Miller has it to Killings, and Blackman resets. Foul line, Courtney Cox, she backs out. Cox to Miller, doing a little high-low. Miller turns, shoots, and scores. Morgan Miller took one step back and then canned the basket.
That was a pretty move in the post.
Takes a little pressure having Morgan there, too, off of Cox, who has to play that post spot quite a bit. Blackman increases their lead 43-25 with 6.5 to go in this one. Girls championship game, Riverdale and Oakland coming up next. The winner will be the District 7 AAA tournament champion. Kayla Hunt. Now whistle. Timeout across the way. And the Lady Bulldogs take a timeout. So will we. With 6:17 left in the game, 43-25, Smyrna trailing Blackman.
This is Steve Grimsley with Zippy Shell. Are you looking for storage? Perhaps you're preparing your home for sale, downsizing, or just in need of some extra space. Well, then you should give us a call. We offer convenient, affordable storage solutions right here in Rutherford County. We deliver a storage container to you, you pack it, and we'll pick it up and store your goods in our secure facility. We are locally owned and operated. To check out our grand opening specials, give us a call at 216-7879 or visit us at zippyshell.com. Save time, save money, save everything.
West Coast Cuisine is now in the borough.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant.
Remarkable Mexican food.
The Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant in the old Parthenon building on South Church Street.
Wednesday is margaritas 2-for-1. Thursday's karaoke night, 8 to 10.
And don't forget, wear your school colors to the Blue Agave and get a free taco if you ask for it.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant on South Church Street in the old Parthenon building.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Smyrna basketball as we continue after the Smyrna timeout. Treasure Hunt to Miranda McQuarrie. Left wing deeper in the far side to Kayla Hunt. Now to Treasure. Drives, turns, spins, and travels. Turnover number 11 for the Lady Bulldogs. Smyrna having a tough time getting it going here. Blackman had a slow start, but if warmed to the task with a makeshift lineup in here with Johnson, the freshman, out tonight with an ankle. Turned over by Micah Norris. Smyrna basketball. McIntyre looks over the three. Nothing there for her. Now to Treasure Hunt. She is open off the front of the rim. They're just not getting it to fall tonight. Courtney Cox brings it across the timeline, pass to Kennedy Killings. She wasn't expecting that. Now in trouble, back out to Cox. Cox between the circles. They're battling for it here, and Treasure Hunt going to get the foul.
Smyrna's missed their last 9 shots down the floor.
It's her second, fourth team foul. Nope, that's her third. Third foul on Treasure tonight. Underneath from the right block, turning, spinning, shooting with the one-handed hook, Morgan Miller. 4 points here in this final quarter.
Another good move by Morgan, a little short hook shot.
Bolton for three, lets it fly, it's good. First bank three, her first points of the night tonight, and it comes at a time when they really needed it. We're going to have more of that. Climb back into this one. Norris bounce pass in the paint, almost turned over. Cox picks it up, goes underneath for Kennedy Killings, and goes out of bounds. Brooklyn Blanchard stepping in the way. Chelsea Hall back in for Killings. 7 turnovers for the Lady Blaze. Kayla Hunt trots it across the timeline now with 4:40 to go in the game. In the corner to Treasure Hunt. Now back to Allie Bolton between the rings. Turn, spins, gives it over in the corner to Treasure Hunt, who wasn't expecting that apparently. And one of those unforced turnovers. I think that's the key.
It has been. That's been a big factor tonight.
And it's where the turnovers have come. I mean, there nobody was even defending on that play, and they lost it out of bounds. Blackman basketball. Chelsea Hall brings it down to Micah Norris. She was at the foul line, dumped it over from the right block to Courtney Cox, and she connected. Cox with 12 points and a 30-second break for us. We'll be back. Blackman leads 47-28.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts, 1970 Medical Center Parkway, and in Smyrna at the Target Center.
And across from MTSU, next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by InterSource, your trusted source for entertainment, Rick's Barbecue, Gil's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Bob Parks Auction. Brian?
4:15 to go in the game, and Smyrna trailing 47-28. They have the basketball. It's go time for the Lady Dogs. Blanchard to McIntyre. McIntyre's three, in and out. Rebound. Flipped back outside. Brought in by the Lady Blaze, by Angel Allen. They get it down low. Micah Norris with a reverse lay-in.
Mighty pretty there.
5 points for Norris. She steps in front of this Smyrna pass, almost picks it off. Blanchard, right wing, drives in the lane, has it blocked, but there's a foul. And the foul is on Kayla Hunt. I'm sorry, make that Chelsea Hall. Wrong 10. It's Hall's first foul. And at the line, Blanchard. She is a freshman.
Brooklyn Blanchard.
One hard dribble. This one's no good. Kaylin Williams checks in for Blackman. Kaylin, a freshman for the Lady Blaze. At the line for the second one. This one up by Blanchard. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It is going to be Blackman basketball. And Miller to toss it in.
This is the kind of game that Smyrna just can't afford to have. Not being able to shoot inside. It doesn't open up the inside at all.
Hall to Morgan Miller, over to Pollock, who's back in the game as well. Amanda looking down low, nothing there. Cutting through Angel Allen, drives from the left block, no good. Rebound, Bolton has it, and a jump ball. It's going to be Blackman's ball.
Blackman.
3:13 left in the fourth quarter. Looks like Blackman is on their way to win this ball game, leading 49-28 right now. Girls championship coming up between Riverdale and Oakland. First time that Oakland has been in the championship game since 2002. Driving the lane, throwing it up there is Kaylin Williams, and she's going to be fouled. 2002 was their last appearance in the championship game, and the opponent in that game was Riverdale. Back in 02. I could find that one sheet of paper. They lost by 20 in that game, 56-36. They won it the previous year over White County, and the previous year from that versus Cookeville. Hit the first, or missed the first, and missed the second one as well. But Blackman has the rebound. 49-28, 2:55 and counting left in this game. Lob underneath. They get it into Allen. Too hard off the backboard. Rebound. Hunt has it. Hunt to Kayla. Kayla Hunt up the floor to Bolton. Bolton's three. No good. Rebound. Bolton got her own. And then there's a foul on Morgan Miller. It'll be out of bounds. It's Miller's fourth. Of course, the Lady Patriots and the early 2000s, they were state Final Four back in 2005. Gonna be a whistle underneath the basket. Also state runner-up in 2001 with a 29-5 record. Brooks with the foul. Shot it and missed it. Well, I'll never forget, I guess it was 2002, the very next year when they got to the Final Four. They just, Sevier County wound up winning it, playing them. They just could not buy a basket in that second half. Second shot is good. 49-29. And now Pollock nails a first bank three here from the near wing. 52-29. Driving, Hunt, Treasure fires it up there.
Felt the pressure and she knew she was getting fouled, so she went ahead and threw it up there, Brian.
Foul is on Angel Allen. Her second, Hunt at the line for two. First one is no good. She will have another. It's upcoming.
Only 10 points in the second half. Make that, 10 points. Make that 11 now.
This one is good. So Hunt with 11 on the night. Clock dropping under 2 minutes right now. Driving the length of the floor. Losing it out of bounds is Williams for the Lady Blaze. Coach Hibden has played a ton of young ladies tonight. Patterson coming back. Angelicia Harris coming back in for the Lady Bulldogs. Both of these coaches played a lot of young ladies tonight.
Sure did. At least a minute or two.
Driving in the lane. Shot partially blocked by Williams. And K.K. Williams gets the rebound after the loose ball was tipped away. Got her own. Put it back in the hole. 54-30. Minute 40 to go. As soon as we're done here, we will have very quick Prentice Alsop Heating and Air post-game show before our Ideas Tease between-game show. Foul drive in the lane. Foul is on Jalen Brooks. We'll have all the stats for you and our Loveless Fine Photography players of the game minus the Murfreesboro shift change of the game. It's all coming up as soon as this final 1:30 melts off the clock. Toss by Blanchard is good. She's got four. She's going to have another one here, too. One quick dribble. Shot it. Missed it. And on the floor, who knows who comes up off the bottom of that pileup. It's going to be Smyrna basketball. Katie Britton is in the game for the Lady Bulldogs as well to play this final 1:28. Blanchard for three from the far corner. It's no good. Rebound Blackman. Williams has it. Stutter steps, now glides in the lane, has it blocked. A little too much body there by Katie Britton, and she's going to pick up the foul.
One thing about it, Williams goes to the hole, doesn't she? When she gets the ball, she's going.
She knows where to go.
15
at the foul line. Shot it. Got it. Number 12, Williams with her third point. Kaylin Williams will have another. This one is no good. Rebound, Bailey Miller missed it. Rebound, she got her own, comes out of there with it and flips it back outside. Coach Hibden calls the play. Allen to execute it. Gives it over to Williams. Williams driving. Lost the ball. It's going to be picked up. And there's going to be a foul. Foul on Harris.
Bianca Altice at the line. Two shots.
Altice at the line. Misses the first. Bianca Altice will have another. Shot it. Got it. Down the floor. Blanchard is playing this one out here now. 50 seconds and counting. Outside to Blanchard. She gets it back after passing off. Patterson. Down low underneath to Britton. She turns, she spins, she missed it. Now Bailey Miller going to step out of bounds with 36 seconds. And Patterson going to inbound from the near baseline. She gets it into Blanchard, and she has her pocket picked. Angel Allen down the floor, and we've got an official who needs to tie a shoe with 30 seconds to play. Tierra Hughes into the game for the Lady Bulldogs as well. Double knots, Mr. Official.
It would take me a little longer to get up outside my shoe strings.
23 seconds to play. Now a foul. Angelisha Harris going to foul. Smyrna will be playing the number one team out of District 8 AAA, the District 8 AAA champion, at their home gym on Friday night. Blackman will travel to the loser of the Franklin County-Lawrence County game Friday night. Jalen Brooks hit the first free throw. She'll have another. This one is up, and this one is no good. Rebound, crashing the boards. Ball rolling around on the floor for the final 17. Going to be picked up by the purple and gold. Outlet pass made. Blanchard down the floor. She's going to pull up from the left block. No good. Rebound. Bailey Miller has it for the Lady Blaze. With four, with three. Don't think they're going to get a shot off. They do put it up, but it's not going to count. It misses. And that's the end of the game with your final score, 57-31.